Now, you've heard him on Triple J. You've seen him on Tonightly, probably. You've been in the same room as him in stand-up. You've maybe even ready to run away. But seriously, can we get enough of Tom Ballard? I vote no. The comedian is about to bring his stand-up show Enough back to Sydney because we obviously have not yet had enough. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good day, Vic. How are you, man?
I wasn't sure how many times I could fit enough into the intro, but I don't know if it was enough. What do you think?
It was not enough. There's never enough plugging of my show, Enough, which is coming to Sydney because people can't get enough.
Enough, Tom. Enough. Thanks for joining us on 2SER. It's been a big run, hasn't it? You've done, obviously, around the country already with the comedy festivals, Melbourne, Sydney, probably Adelaide before that. I don't know. But you're just doing another sort of encore run. Is that the plan?
Yeah, I have nothing else on, you see. I got fired by the ABC last year. The TV show got cancelled, and I have no other transferable skills. So I've gone back to stand-up comedy. Done all the festivals and had four lovely shows as part of the Sydney Comedy Festival a few weeks ago, and now I'm coming back, baby.
Very exciting. Is stand-up your one true love? You know, you started there, you're doing it now, or do you really just want to go and act and do like a feature film or something?
Available for all opportunities for any high-powered Hollywood executives who are listening to 2SER, then please hit me up.
Would you say no to anything, Tom? I don't know.
Hey, I've done celebrity name game. Okay, so that was a fun show, and I would happily do it again. Look, I love stand up because yes, it is the best thing ultimately because you can say whatever you want, and you're in front of real people, and there's quite nothing else quite like it. You know, there are a lot of TV shows out there and movies and stuff, but when you're in front of an audience that have come along to see you, and you get to say whatever's in your head, and you make people laugh, it's the best.
It is, and when I went and saw the gala at the Opera House for the Sydney Opera Festival, we had like 30 different performers, maybe 20, I don't know, it was a lot. And I said to the person I went with that you were the best in your 5 minutes you had, you were the best performer on the whole night. And you had some high flyers there that night, but you were amazing. You just, you're rapid fire, you're quick, but you nailed that 5 minutes you had. And well done.
Thanks, man. That's very nice of you.
I'm not even sucking up. I actually said that. Like, I just said, you know, I've seen you live many times. I've seen your stand-up show, but you just nailed it. And many people get those sort of gala spots. And, you know, it's a tough little thing to do to try and ram in something punchy and exciting. Do you sort of work on that little gala spot, or you just sort of pick it as you go?
Crafting a spot at a gala or a lineup show is quite an art form. And if you, I don't know if you do a stand-up spot on like an American TV show, whatever, people spend ages owning their 5 minutes or what have you.
Yeah.
That's what I did, was sort of similar to the one I did on the ABC. People might have seen on the ABC Comedy Gala, where you get 4 minutes to do your best possible stuff. Mm-hmm. And this thing where I rant about how baby boomers have screwed my generation and how I want them to die has angered a lot of people in my parents' generation, but a lot of millennial people seem to find some relevance in it. And I think I was first in the second half, which is a really sweet spot. People are a little bit drunk. They're not sick of comedy yet. You come out there, and I just sort of unleashed my genuine anger towards baby boomers, and it seemed to work out pretty well, yeah.
It works pretty well. It speaks to me. I'm a Gen Xer, or young Gen Xer, but you definitely spoke to me as well. So you covered all the generations, just not the people who don't come to comedy.
Yes, worked out well.
So right now, as we speak, about half a kilometre away, the ABC is getting raided by the AFP. What did you leave there? What did you do? Did you leave something behind? They're looking for it, Tom. They're looking.
I know. We have a little Facebook group with all the people who worked on Tonightly, and we're following the action, and we're just terrified that some of our original sketch ideas might turn up in the raids, and they'll bring down the whole organisation.
I mean, on a serious note, I brought it up before because it's quite a serious thing, you know. These going in, they've got the power to delete, apparently, the AFP warrant that they brought in. They've got the power to delete things from the ABC network.
Delete and edit.
And edit, too.
Like, you know, add information for some insane reason.
Yeah.
The warrant said that they could collect anything relating to, like, a huge list of things, and on the list was the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. So they can pretty much search for anything at the ABC that relates to the ABC. Brilliant. I mean, it's just insane. It was insane with those raids on Annika Smithers the other day, too. Like, something bizarre is going on, and you know, it shouldn't be forget for people on the left side of politics like me, that, you know, the Labor Party supported a lot of the kind of crazy security laws that went through in the last parliament that, that allow this kind of thing to happen. So freaky times.
It sounds like you keep on top of current affairs. You don't have a Tonight current affairs show anymore, nightly show, but you obviously like to keep up with it. Is that just a thing that you just do anyway?
Just on Twitter, pretty much. I do try to keep across, what's going down. I out of personal interest, out of trying to be a good citizen and also, searching for comedy material. But it's really good when you have a nightly satirical show that gets cancelled, you get to watch the news and you go, man, if we were on air, that'd be so, we'd make something really funny out of that. But then you also don't have to do that. So you can just imagine how funny it would be if you were on air and get bitter, but you still don't have to do any work. It's actually the perfect situation.
It is. Maybe you should just do your own show just to yourself every night. About the content that you would do, because sure enough, you'll get asked to do another one one day. Yeah, you just keep the chops up.
Yeah. Okay, great. I'll keep on top of it.
One of my producers mentioned that you chatted with Jordan Peterson on the Tonight Show, and he said you've got to ask yourself if you've got a clean room before you go looking into other people's business. Do you have a clean room, Tom?
I do have a clean room, actually, but of course, I pay someone occasionally to come and clean my apartment. Because I'm a champagne socialist and part of the bourgeoisie.
Oh, I see.
He's crazy. Peterson's like, you can't criticize the world until your house is in perfect order.
Yeah, which right.
Is like, well, whose life is in perfect order? He eats nothing but beef, so I'm not sure how perfect he's going. And I think that's sort of depoliticizing and no good. But anyway, he didn't destroy me, so that was good. That was good times.
Good times indeed. Now you show enough. It's enough. What? Why enough? What's enough? Is it just enough? Everything's enough.
I've had enough of capitalism is the general idea.
Okay.
And that's a system where some people have way, way too much while so many others barely have enough.
Yep.
Capitalism tells us that, you can never have enough, of course. No matter how much you have, you should always have more. And hence we're in the crazy situation that we are, in which the top 1% own more than the bottom 70% combined, and we have an economic system that's eating the planet and destroying us all. It's a very funny show. I wear a nice suit throughout it, and I yell about all that and how this constant profit motive that rules our lives is gonna destroy us unless we do something about it. I'm not sure what, but yeah, that's the general vibe.
Fantastic. And the thing is, if you haven't seen Tom, he talks about very serious subjects, but in such a way that is insightful, clever, funny, and you come away just thinking, man, this guy should just be prime minister. I mean, he just knows everything. He's funny. We need a personality, right? I think you should run 3 years. Get ready.
Good Lord.
I mean, we know your buddy Alex Dyson went for it. Come on, it's your turn.
Alex Dyson did run and managed to get 5,000 votes. I know. The Greens, which is just insane.
Yeah.
But no, I prefer to stay on the sidelines, criticize, profit off that criticism and never actually achieve or contribute anything. I find that to be a much more comforting way of looking at my life.
Well, if people want to maybe suggest otherwise, you can go see Tom Ballard live up at Newcastle next Friday, June 14th, and here in Sydney at the Comedy Store on the 15th, the Saturday night of June. You can grab tickets. Go to tomballard.com.au/shows, because that's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
And good luck with the last little round of shows, Tom, and, I'm sure we'll see you back around town very soon.
Thanks so much, Mick. Cheers, man.
No worries. Thanks for joining us. That was Tom Ballard right there, the man himself, chatting about his encore shows coming up very soon around the country.